One of the newer additions to Tucson's diverse music scene is the acoustic trio known as Roll Acosta, led by guitarist and singer Jacob Acosta, with drummer Andre Grisieu and violinist Kevin Frederick. They recently returned from recording their first full-length album. It's called This Dreamt Existence, and they recorded it in San Francisco under the supervision of indie rock musician and producer John Vanderslice. It was a learning experience for the band, and I asked Jacob and Andre to join me in the studio to talk about how the experience has influenced how Roll Acosta now approaches their music.
You say I am the cause of our arguments and new frustrations. I hold my flaws as I leave this place that I've outgrown and tired.
When people ask you, well, what kind of music do you play? How do you answer that question?
I hate answering that question.
It's a terrible question.
Because these days, you can't really say indie music, because everything is indie music that's not on the radio. And a lot of the music that we even listen to is not on the radio. So I pretty much always answer with the best kind. Best kind of music.
The Louis Armstrong answer.
Yes, yes.
Be so mild and so for me, why won't you let your heart have some release?
Well, tell our listeners about your producer for this album and what his background is.
I think John is just a working everything when it comes to music. He's an engineer, he's a musician, he's a producer, he wants to be a part of the entire experience, and he genuinely cares about that experience. He was so excited, and it made us even more excited to work with someone that really did care. We definitely met some people, you know, before him that we weren't sure if we wanted to work with this person or that person. And it was almost like, you know, finding that nice date that went really well.
Yeah, finding the right date. And
yeah.
You know, after we met him, we knew that we really would like to work with him. And he put his whole self into the record. And anybody who's familiar with John Vanderslice, he's an incredibly eclectic artist. And every record he does sounds different than the last. And we knew that if he put his self into the record and his influence into our record, we would come up with something different, but
grander.
Great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grander than
we really
thought we could do.
With our decision.
And one thing I really noticed about your music was it seems like you're not afraid to have silence in there occasionally. So tell us a little bit about that approach in your songwriting.
To be honest, I've always kind of been a run and gun, amp it up and leave the stage, you know, up in flames, you know, kind of just go for it all the time. And when I got to San Francisco, I couldn't really, there was no stage. It was just a microphone. After doing it enough, I kind of just fell in love with that. Now I'm back here and I just want to keep doing that. I'm working on another record right now. I'm trying to do the same thing.
You know, that intimacy in that space, I think, has a lot to do with the kind of gear we were using. We're using all analog gear, 2-inch tape machine. And that really comes across. I mean, he has some state-of-the-art gear there.
Great preamps.
All vintage. And they really, really maintain it meticulously. So that's, I think, where that intimacy and that kind of quiet comes from.
So reach and take square memories off the wall, 'cause someone needs to know what this life means. If anything.
The third member of your group is actually not in our studio right now, not joining us. His name's Kevin, and he plays the violin.
He's in trouble. No, I'm kidding.
Well, lest we overlook his contribution now, Jay, can you tell me a little bit about what Kevin's sound adds to the band and why you were interested in working with a violin? It's not always the first accompaniment that people think of going well with a guitar.
Yeah, even before Kevin, even before Andre, I was looking for a piano player because that's what I felt would fill in the orchestral sound. Andre surprised me big time, being a great drummer and songwriter in a lot of ways. By the time we heard from Kevin, he was excited to be part of the experience. I had heard him play, and I'm like, this guy's gonna add something. He's gonna do something different with us, and I can feel it. He wants to, and he has, you know, since then kind of taken a really interesting role. He can play voices, he can play lead parts. I mean, he started to become a really diverse part of the group.
For all intents and purposes, he's kind of stepped into the role of a lead guitarist, because he is that that range of sound, and that he adds that type of melody to each song that a lead guitarist would, and stands out in that way. I mean, he's way too cool to be a violin player, but that is his instrument.
He's like, what? What are you talking about?
So, Jacob, why don't you pick out a tune on the album and tell me a little bit about the story behind the song?
The song White as Gold was our title track, and we had decided this almost immediately the day we tracked it. I usually play this song with just a straight guitar and just the violin and drums. Very simple. And we pretty much took a lot of those elements away. There's no guitar on the song. It's all piano. The violin that is there doesn't even sound like a violin. It's a very almost like synthy part. And the drums were just this beautiful arrangement of different kinds of drum sounds. I mean, we didn't even use a regular drum kit.
And let's give credit to the female voice we hear singing on this. Where'd she come from?
Melody Knight. She's from the band Campfire OK in Seattle. And she happened to be in the studio that day. She was just visiting around with John. And I was just feeling so excited about this song, all the different things we were doing. I'm like, let's just keep doing different things. Melody, lay down a harmony, you know, go for it. And she was ready for it.
And our heads head for the hills. When history's darkness is revealed, please don't run, for the morning's coming. Generation has a song that sounds so different to everyone. We can sow, we can grow on this island of existence. We can come in, we can add to some. Me, I need a little spark of hope. Wanna be as white as gold.
For a lot of bands, the recording of their first full-length project will be the end of that band. It will tear them apart. But it sounds like the opposite happened. Yeah. It sounds like you guys came out of this a better band and a tighter band, and maybe even better friends. Would you say that's true?
I think that's definitely true. I mean, it was
an experience.
It was
for
a difficult process because we were
fully extending ourselves and opening ourselves to new people. And as a musician, as a songwriter, that was very, very hard for me. I'm very stubborn sometimes when I'm really locked into an artistic idea. And to open up was really almost to like invite in somebody I had never met and to trust them. And we all had to do that to a different extent. Each person had to do that.
Yeah, working a different way, whether it was playing a different way or saying, you know, I think you're playing this instrument better than I am on this track, I'm going to give it over to you. You know, that's a big deal for a lot of people. And all bands fight, of course, but at the end of the day, we all realize that the band and what we do together is bigger than any
little scuffle,
any upsets or whatever that may happen to be going on, even if they feel bigger than life at the time, you know?
Yeah, we learn not to let any kind of obstacle keep us from making the music that we love so much see its full potential.
That was Jacob Acosta and Andre Grisieux, who along with Kevin Frederick make up the Tucson-based band Roll Acosta. They're celebrating the release of their new album with a party on Saturday, June 9th at the Tucson venue Plush, followed by a performance in Tempe on June 22nd. Then they head out for a West Coast tour, followed by more shows across the state. There's a link for information on the Arizona Spotlight page at azpm.org. Thank you for listening to Arizona Spotlight.